FERC accepts New York ISO's revisions to CRIS, written by John Norris and read by an automated voice. FERC on Friday accepted New York ISO's proposed tariff revisions that it said will prevent generators not using their capacity resource interconnection service, or CRIS rights, from retaining them and allow for more efficient transferring. The revisions are intended to make it easier for deactivated facilities to adjust their unexpired CRIS rights while also increasing capacity deliverability headroom and potentially lowering the cost of market entry for future facilities by lessening the need for deliverability upgrades. CRIS is required to participate in New York ISO's capacity market and can only be obtained either through a transfer from a facility with existing rights or from ISO deliverability studies. New York ISO's proposal adds greater clarity and flexibility regarding the rules applicable to CRIS transfers and bolsters the existing CRIS retention and termination rules, FERC said.
We agree with New York ISO that these revisions will help facilitate the full and efficient utilization of existing interconnection capacity by mitigating the retention of CRIS by suppliers who are not fully utilizing or who are unable to fully utilize their CRIS, and by enabling the more efficient transfer of CRIS between facilities. New York ISO had been working on the revisions since 2020.
The Long Island Power Authority and energy storage development company Elevate Renewables F7 did not oppose New York ISO's proposal, but they suggested several changes to address concerns they had with it. As they did not lodge any protests against the filing, FERC did not address their concerns, ruling their suggestions outside the scope of the proceeding. The changes went into effect Monday.